This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Interest in plant-based proteins has spiked in recent years, but at least one company has been focused on yellow peas for decades. While the market can be volatile, Purus Holdings CEO Nicole Acheson says the flavor of these products continues to improve.
And so we were the first ones to make it. And because of our experience in soy protein processing, we had the processing know-how of some of the techniques to really improve flavor. Then we took a proof is in the pudding approach, make the products with the protein and show people that it tastes amazing. And that's really how it started.
Acheson says that's one of the perks of being vertically integrated, the control from field to fork, which has helped Purus innovate and compete with whey protein.
What is the potential of plant proteins when you decouple it from this kind of overhang of they taste like plants? If it starts to taste very neutral and compete with whey, you know, then what's the opportunity? You really need control of the innovation from the seeds and the processing to be able to drive that forward and to be truly dedicated to like disrupting yourself. You can't just go to a co-man and make this product. You have to invent it. And then you have to believe so strongly in it that you're willing to put up the infrastructure to actually make it at scale.
Again, that's Nicole Acheson of Purus. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.